WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're chasing a constantly moving target? Like success or happiness is just out of reach because it depends on some outcome, some specific thing happening the way you want it to. You know that feeling when you put all your eggs in one basket, only to have that basket drop and shatter? Hey there, mind Jim Juarez. Dylan Brooks here, ready to help you flex those mental muscles and train for life less focused on what should happen and more on how you respond. Today's workup, letting go of attachment to outcomes. Now, don't get me wrong, having goals is awesome. But when we become overly attached to specific outcomes, it's like tying ourselves to a roller coaster with blinders on. We miss the exhilarating ride because we're too busy worrying about where the next drop will be. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you loosen those grip-tastic expectations and actually enjoy the journey. First off, remember that life is inherently unpredictable. Just like trying to predict the weather with a rusty thermometer, our attempts to control outcomes often lead to frustration. Embracing uncertainty is the first step to freedom. Think of it this way. Would you rather be rigidly stuck on a path or gracefully navigate detours and discover hidden treasures? Next up, focus on what's within your control, your actions, your reactions, your mindset. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we respond. Imagine it like this. Life throws you a curveball. You can either get knocked off balance or use it as an opportunity to learn and adjust your swing. Thirdly, shift your perspective from what if I don't achieve X to what can I learn from this experience. Even setbacks offer valuable lessons. Think of them as stepping stones on the path to growth, not roadblocks. It's like that famous quote, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do." But wouldn't it be amazing if we could also love the learning process even when things don't go exactly as planned? Fourth, cultivate a sense of gratitude for what you have now. Dwelling on what you lack fuels dissatisfaction and keeps you chasing an illusionary future. Practice appreciating the present moment, the sunshine on your skin, a good cup of coffee, a genuine laugh. It's like shifting your focus from the distant summit to enjoying the beautiful scenery along the climb. Finally, remember that true fulfillment comes not from achieving specific outcomes, but from living in alignment with your values and purpose. When you are passionate about something bigger than yourself, success becomes a byproduct rather than the ultimate goal. Think of it like this. You're not just climbing the mountain for the view at the top, you're enjoying the journey because the climb itself is meaningful. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who poured her heart and soul into creating a masterpiece for an upcoming art competition. She envisioned winning the grand prize, picturing herself holding that prestigious award and basking in the applause. However, on the day of the judging, she received news that her artwork was not selected. Imagine how crushing that must have felt. But what if Sarah reframed her experience? Instead of fixating on the outcome, the win, she could focus on the process. The joy she found in creating, the skill she honed, and the expression of her unique vision. Perhaps this rejection opened doors to a different opportunity, leading her to a gallery showcase or inspiring her to explore a new artistic style. See what I mean? Letting go of attachment to outcomes doesn't mean giving up on our goals. It means shifting our perspective. It's about embracing the journey, learning from every experience, and finding joy in the process itself. Remember, life isn't about reaching a specific destination, but about enjoying the incredible ride. So today, I challenge you to loosen those grip-tastic expectations. Focus on what you can control, find gratitude for what you have, and remember that true fulfillment comes from living in alignment with your values. Take that deep breath, step into the unknown, and trust that the journey will be just as rewarding as the destination. Got a moment? Share your thoughts on letting go of expectations. What's one thing you can do today to embrace the journey more fully? Hit me up in the comments or drop me a line on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep training those minds and crushing it out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.